It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/redcircle.
And here we go, Digital Adele back with another Hoops Profile Beyond the Backboard podcast for you, the college to the pros version. Today we're going to discuss something a little bit different in the world of college basketball in terms of the 2025 NBA draft. So what we're going to discuss today is how the Jimmy Butler trade could potentially affect the 2025 NBA draft. Now, for those who are unaware, the Phoenix Suns traded away their 2031 NBA draft pick for three picks. Why is this important to the upcoming draft? Because it's going to switch around who gets those picks, who's picking where. Allegedly, it's being reported on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Ethan Skolnick has said potentially on our playback channel and in the Discord that they have in Five Reasons Sports that potentially it's like a 4-5 team deal type of framework that would be necessary to facilitate such a thing. Now, again, I'm not speaking on behalf of Ethan or anybody from Five Reasons Sports. The reason why I bring that up and preface that, there's going to be a lot of moving parts and pieces to the upcoming 2025 NBA draft and future drafts to come. I'm flying solo today. No Matt Hanifin. He will be back next week. Tomorrow or Friday, I'm going to have Coach Lou on. We're going to dig into the Duke roster and their 2025 NBA draft picks, Cooper Flagg, Con Knipple, Malawach, the whole deal. We're going to talk about those guys in depth from Coach Lou's perspective. He does great work. We collaborated and talked a lot last year. He is the one that, you know, turned my gaze on to Ariel Hakpoorte really late in the process. Hadn't seen him, hadn't heard about him. Coach Lou suggested I take a look at him and said that he's an NBA player. You know, I looked at the film, I agreed, and he ended up getting drafted. And he was a guy that nobody was really talking about. So that's something to look forward to. We'll certainly make sure we continue to try to have regular content. Even, like I said, if I have to fly solo, I will. But I appreciate everybody. Don't forget to like and subscribe. We appreciate you. We appreciate your support. We appreciate you, you know, consuming the content. We're going to continue to keep this thing rolling. Before we start and begin, let me on Igor Jaeger Denman, let's talk about the Jimmy Butler thing, right? So right now, the Miami Heat don't have any draft picks. What's up, Donut Tan? The Miami Heat don't have any draft picks for 2025 if they happen to make the play-in game. If they miss the playoffs, they'll have a draft pick. If they make the playoffs, they won't have one. So, how does this all affect the draft? Well, let's take a look at the draft picks that teams have on Real GM. So let me show you my display here. Turn my background off. We want them making the playoffs. I understand completely. I completely understand. But all of that could change depending on what happens with this trade, because you could unlock some things depending on the picks you get back. Let me make my camera a little bit smaller. I'm covering up the entire back. Actually, let me just shut my camera off. Boom, there it is. And I'll make this bigger so you can see it. What's up, Sal? Here, let me pop off the chat so I can see you guys. We're going to close that. We're going to go to Real GM. Boom, we're back. You wouldn't mind getting into this draft either way, making the playoffs or not. I completely agree with you. This draft is stacked to the gills. Oh, you're welcome, man. All right, let me make this text bigger so you guys can actually see it. All right. So what we're going to look at first are the Phoenix Suns picks. Whoa, we're scrolling. So the Phoenix Suns have a 2025 draft pick. They have a 2026 pick now, a 2027, and a 2028, a 2029, a 2030. The 2027 is already slated to go out to Houston, so you could scratch that one off. And the 2031 is going to go to Utah. So let's establish the Stepien rule real quick. You cannot have consecutive years without a draft pick. That's why this was so important. Because it's going to be like a 4 or 5 team deal, it's big news. The 2025 pick is super complicated, man. More favorable of Phoenix and Houston to Houston than other to Brooklyn. If Houston is anywhere from pick 1 to 10, or if Houston is 1 to 30, less favorable than the Clippers, or least favorable to Phoenix, blah, 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 blah. More than likely, that 2025 pick is going to end up in Cleveland, because they're not going to get the first to 10 pick. If it is Cleveland's pick, and they're going to be in the play, and they're going to finish with the best record, that pick is going to be really low in the draft. So we're not taking Tankathon's big board as gospel, but it's just to give you an idea of what we're looking at if you're the Miami Heat and you get that 2025 pick back. If it's the last pick of the first round, maybe Jani Broom or Sorber, but you don't really need another big man with Bam Adebayo and Khalil Ware. Right? You need more of like a guard or like a 3-and-D wing with higher upside. So what? Like a Carter Bryant? Maybe a Drake Powell? Noah Penda had a good international day the past couple of days. Who knows? We'll see when that time comes around. Maybe one of these guys up here drops. Jace Richardson's been dropping on my big board. Danny Wolf is intriguing because he has a perimeter skill set and a 7-foot, 250-pound body. It's weird. if anybody's ever seen Danny Wolf play, it's just so bizarre the way his skill set translates in the college game and how it'll translate in the NBA game. Danny Wolf's efficiency numbers are actually insane as well. 55% from the field, 37% from three, 10 rebounds, 4 assists. He's an interesting guy. He's an interesting guy. But back to what we were talking about with the draft picks. So if they end up getting this 2025 pick, it wouldn't really matter what happens with their current 2025 pick, because now you'd be into this draft and you're likely only to get one pick back. But if you get the 2026 pick, now you have some flexibility with that 2025 pick, whether you make the playoffs or not, kind of unlock some things for you. Now, the other aspect of this that I really wanted to look into was what other teams potentially could be in on this, right? Everybody's talking about the Milwaukee Bucks. What does their draft situation look like? Their 2025 pick potentially go to the Pelicans if they get the first or fourth pick. Otherwise, it goes to Brooklyn. So those picks are already gone. The 2026 pick, that's negotiable. That can move. They have a 2027 pick. They have a 2028 pick. That's if the Portland pick hasn't conveyed yet. So they have some draft capital. So it's not necessarily going to mean that the Phoenix picks are going to come to Miami. The Phoenix picks could go to like Milwaukee, and Milwaukee could send a pick out in return. Yeah, I hear you, Donut Dan. It's just locked up. I gotcha. But my whole point of this is it's so fluid and there's going to be so many teams involved. It isn't as straightforward as Phoenix sending us one of those picks. It could still end up being a pick from another team. It could be a more favorable pick. Any of those picks could go out and come back in a multitude of different ways. Who else could potentially be involved? It could be the Brooklyn Nets. Hold on, let me scroll up. I made the font so large it takes an hour to scroll up. We're going to get to OKC Donut Dan. I was saving them for last as a tease to you guys, to be honest with you, because they have the best picks. Sometimes you got to do the showbiz thing and do the tease. But we'll see how it goes. Bronx Joker, what up? Thank you for stopping by. Appreciate you. Phoenix saying they didn't do the trade to help get Jimmy is gaslighting at its finest. 1,000,000%. We're in this win now situation. We didn't necessarily target the only star on the market that's disgruntled. We happened to talk to him during one of the games. He's wearing our shoes. It's just all one big coincidence. I get it, Bronx Joker. I agree. Imagine that Cam Johnson part of this trade from Brooklyn to OKC. Are you asking me to imagine that? Or is that something you yourself are imagining that is going to happen? What say you, Donut Dan? Imagine if. Oh, yeah, that would be nice. Cam Johnson, Duncan Robinson. Yeah, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Just pretend for a minute. You just imagine these coincidences are all connected. But back to Brooklyn, right? Brooklyn has their own 2025 pick. They have the 2026 pick via Houston. They have their own 2027 pick. Some pick swap stuff in there. And they have a 2028 pick, but there's a lot of if then else in that one. So they got a lot of draft picks that could potentially be bandied about. Now, if you could get Cam Johnson, I still want a pick back in some shape or form. I still need a pick back for Jimmy. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know which one of these picks they would give us or come back, or it could be one of the Phoenix picks. But in any scenario, you need at least one pick coming back with any of the two players that you're going to have to get. Now, I'm not going to go all trade machine on you guys to tell you what other player would have to come with Cam Johnson. But I know I need at least the first round pick back, and preferably one in the 2025 or 2026 draft. These two draft classes are absolutely loaded. Let's take a look at OKC, shall we? I appreciate that, Bronx Joker. I spit hot fire. Five greatest rappers alive. Dylan, 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 and Dylan. Raptors for Bruce Brown. We can look at them. You actually don't want Cam Johnson, but I can see him getting our pick back from OKC if Brooklyn is part of this trade, sending him into OKC. Let me ask you this, Donut Dan. What do you have against the player? Is it the player? Is it his contract? What do you have against Cam Johnson? Because I think he's an excellent player. No, I don't mean personally. Like, why don't you want him? What is your reason for it? Yeah, maybe. Jovic could still excel in a bench role, right? You could imagine a lineup where Ware's still in the game when Bam takes a rest. Cam Johnson, Jovic, Hawkes. Yeah, but I don't think he necessarily stops his growth. I just don't think he steps on his toes as much as you think. All right, OKC has their own 2025 pick or a swap, depending on what happens. 2026, they got a pick. 2027, they have a pick. 2028, 2029. Ideally, out of this situation, you want a pick from OKC. All of these picks from OKC, outside of maybe the Brooklyn's 2025 pick, is going to be way better than what Phoenix picks are going to get you straight up. Because those Phoenix picks are likely to be lower in the first round. If you get this 2026 pick, for example, it's two most more favorable of OKC. Yeah, to get our pick back from OKC, that would be awesome, man. That'd be really, really cool. I mean, even if we didn't get our own pick back, all of these picks are fire, though. They are awesome. Because no matter what, OKC is going to get the most favorable. Those pick swaps are coming in handy. What are these second round picks on the right side? Let me get all the way up to the top. See, I think it is. Yeah, those are second round picks on the right column. Doubt it happens. It would be a pipe dream. Yeah, that's true. I mean, What would you guys think about a first round pick and a second or so, right? What if you didn't get two picks? You got two lesser role players and you got a first and a couple of seconds or something like that. Just something for you to ponder. Let's take a look, check in with the Toronto Raptors. If any of their picks are worth anything. What's the Raptors record, by the way? Let me check on that real quick. Go to NBA. We go to standings. Toronto is 11-32. They have the 14th best record in the Eastern Conference. Ingram, our pick, schedule the parade. I'm not really a big fan of Brandon Ingram, but as long as his salary clears the books by 2026, I'm cool with it. But I'm not a big BI fan. But if we can get our pick back, I got you. The Toronto Raptors have the 25th pick. They have a 2025 pick. They have their own 2026 pick. They have their own 2027 pick. These Raptor picks are actually kind of nice. They're actually really nice. If we did a mock draft right now, we sim the lottery. Where are the Raptors? Dude, if the Raptors hit the lottery and we had their 2025th pick, and you talk about a dynamic wing, if you could snag Ace Bailey, holy cow. You talk about an elite shot maker from anywhere on the floor. 6'10", 200 pounds. Ace Bailey is it. That kid is phenomenal. You get any pick in the top four or five, you're going to be super excited. Super duper excited in this draft. I want a second. And Brown from Toronto, so they can be fourth or fifth team in this trade. I need a first round pick, Bronx Joker. I don't care if I get Bruce Brown. Donut Dan, you won't know until the end of the season because the Raptors are that bad. If you accept their 2025 pick in this trade, it very well could happen. It'll be up to the ping pong balls and how bad Toronto is by the end of the year. So under that scenario that we get Toronto's 2025 pick coming back, it could happen. Oh, you're saying we couldn't get that pick. Never say never. As Pat Riley says, or said, whether he meant to or not, although there are many, many obstacles, there are none. I don't know if that makes sense. I don't particularly care. We would have to trade one of our young dudes? Probably. Do you think... I'll pose this question to you, Donut Dan. Do you think all of our young guys are untouchable? Do you believe Pat Riley, Andy Ellisberg, Adam Simon and the crew, do you think they view all of our young guys as untouchable? Definitely not. I like our young guys. I don't believe any of them are untouchable. I also don't believe any of our young guys are as good as anybody in the top four or five of this draft. If you were able to get Ace Bailey or Kasperis Jakaciūnas, the fan base would do backflips when they see those guys in Summer League. they would look like men amongst boys in summer league. Now, don't get me wrong. I think there's tremendous value in what Jaime Jaquez Jr. is going to bring throughout his career. I think there's tremendous value with all of our young guys. I love Jovic. Yeah, I mean, I'm not advocating for them to trade any of the young guys. I'm just saying I don't see it as being something that's off the table. Especially when you want to move on from Terry. Otherwise, you got to keep Terry another year. All right, so I do want to talk a little college basketball before I get out of here. And I wanted to talk one, Jaeger Denman. You'll tolerate Terry off the bench? That is gross. Wake me up, wake me up, wake me up. That's the wrong sound effect. I gotta remember which keybind I have the Terry sound effects on. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. There it is. You can tolerate that for a whole season? Did I see your message from Discord last night? Donut Dan, I'm gonna be real with you. There's so many messages on Discord, I can't remember what I've seen and not seen.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride, prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
That's like saying you shot me in the chest instead of my face. Oh, man, that's funny. That's funny, dude. You're going to have to remind me, Donut Dan. I don't remember. I've seen a lot. It's been a lot. A lot going on. Duncan's soundboard. On the Duncan's soundboard. Happy birthday, Duncan Robinson. No, I didn't see. Actually, I didn't see that message. Tag me in the reply, and I'll take a look at it after this this live stream. But let's talk a little Jaeger Denman, shall we? The 6'9", 190-pound, they call him a shooting guard, but he's more of a point guard. Freshman from BYU. Now, let me say this. You mean sitting there forever? They would never just outright sit him. They're going to have to play him because of how much money he makes in order to try to trade him. He's going to have to play. Now, Jaeger Denman, I was very high on before the season started. He didn't play any real competition. I like some of the stuff I saw. But he's really fallen off a cliff since his knee injury. He's not wearing a brace. He's not even wearing one of those compression bands or sleeves. So I'm inclined to think his knee's not an issue. But against better competition, his athleticism and burst looks like it's not up to par. And he really struggles with physicality. He's got great vision. He's got an ability to, when he runs those pick and rolls, not just to look at one read and then hit the roller or one read and hit the three. He's really good at throwing those lob passes after he checks whether he can pick and pop or not. He's a good shooter when he gets his feet set. The thing about Denman, he's only shooting 27% after the, you know, since that knee injury, it's really tanked his percentages. But I believe that's also because it takes him a very long time to get his feet set with his shot. Now at 6'9 and being able to handle the ball the way he does and to move the way he does, he's still going to go in the top 15. But I have Denman sliding down my board. He is falling. And what I've seen against better competition is really concerning. I mean, he's only averaging like 10 points per game, but he's averaging six assists per game and only 2.5 turnovers. So, I mean, there's something there with the facilitating chops. But that physicality, man, that's the problem. He's only shooting 42% from the field. His free throw rate isn't that great. And at BYU at times, especially even during down the stretch, I've seen the coach not put the ball in his hands. If you're going to be a top 10 pick or a top 5 pick and your coach isn't putting the ball in your hands at BYU, I've got reservations and concerns about that. But I just want to give you an idea of what I mean, like when he early in the season, right? He shot 4-for-7 from three his first game. 2-of-5, 2-of-4, 3-of-4, 2-of-3. And then ever since the Ole Miss game, he was 2-of-9, 0-of-2, 0-of-5, 0-of-5, 0-of-3, 1-of-5, 0-of-3, 1-of-4, 1-of-5, 0-of-2. Absolutely putrid shooting performances after the Ole Miss game and the knee injury. Like I said, he doesn't limp. He's not wearing a brace or a compression sleeve. So I'm inclined to believe that his knee is not an issue. It just may be the better competition that he's struggling against. I watched the game against Utah. I watched that game yesterday. He was completely taken out of that game. In 30 minutes of play, he scored 9 points, had 2 assists, 1 turnover. He was 0-of-2 from the free throw line, 1-of-5. Was that Matt coughing? No, that was me. I didn't hit my mute button. It's a lot of talking without Matt Hanifin here, don't it, Dan? But we're going to have Coach Lou on, I think, Friday. We're gonna let me bring my camera back up so people don't misunderstand what's happening here. There goes that. And I'm back. So it's just me, man. It's just me. No Matt Hanifin. He's on vacation. Got to give the young guy a break. I know, man. I appreciate you. I appreciate the support. Oh, let me get my basketball background back on, too, so we can still look nice. There it is. I mean, we've got people here. Don't forget to say hi in the chat. Leave your questions. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Interact with Donut Dan, who's supporting me, which I really appreciate. But back to Jaeger Denman. I watched that Wisconsin game, and there were times where he just looked out of place. No need to be sorry for the interruption, man. This is a interactive live stream, man. I am here to entertain, inform, discuss these prospects. But my point is, he was very high on everybody's big board. He was like top five at one point. Excuse me. But these things are very fluid. I also have something in the works with playback.tv / hoops profile, maybe 5RSN. We'll see how it goes. But I'm working on trying to get into a pilot where they're going to allow streaming of college basketball games during the tournament. And what will happen if this goes through, it will allow me to be able to watch them with you, and we'll talk about these prospects, what it means and how it stacks up. And I should be able to have about 20 VIP slots for people that don't have access to the games to be able to watch them with me. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'm still working on that. It's in the mix. Now, one other thing I wanted to talk about on this big board, right? You see how Denman's falling down. There was a big development. Boogie Fland, who was trending to be in the top 15, he broke his hand. He's out for the season. He is a tremendous two-way guard. He's only 6'2", but he's got great hands defensively. He's got a nice shot off the bounce. Excellent from the free throw line. Good from three at about 36-37%. Struggled a little bit finishing over length at the rim, only shot 39, almost 40% from the field. Not great. But his assist to turnover ratio is outstanding. The kid never turns the ball over, always in the passing lane getting steals. Doesn't commit a lot of fouls either. He defends without fouling. What does this mean potentially with the Jimmy Butler trade, just to bring it all full circle? If a talent like Boogie Fland falls from potentially top 15, he's already down to 19. If he falls to the bottom of the first round, he could be the new point guard starting along Tyler Hero for the Miami Heat. That is very interesting to me. Because he's dynamic. He's dynamic as a playmaker. He's good on ball defensively and good in the passing lanes. I know you don't want small guards, but Donut Dan, he's a top 15 talent. If you can get a top 15 talent at number 30, you take it. He's not your run-of-the-mill small guard, though, Donut Dan. He plays bigger than what he is. He's got an excellent wingspan and size. He's a good shot maker. And like I said, he really facilitates. And that's what you need. You need somebody that can really facilitate. That's what they said about all of them. Tell me who they said that about. Who really facilitated? It was a small guard and played good on ball defense. Who was that? Was it 37-year-old Kyle Lowry? Is that what you mean? Give me some names, Donut Dan. You're talking about an undrafted guy, completely different talent level. We're talking about somebody that is a top 15 potential pick. In any other draft would have been a top 10 pick. Just something for you to keep an eye on, Donut Dan. That's all I'm saying. Boogie Flan's one of my favorite point guards in this draft. We just need to get back to switch defense. Let me put it to you this way. Let me read you some of the names for the point guards and the shooting guards in this draft. Dylan Harper, 6'6". Casp, 6'6". VJ Edgecombe, 6'5". Con Knipple, 6'7". Trey Johnson, 6'6". Traore, 6'3". Deadman, 6'9". Fear, 6'4". LeBaron, Filon, 6'4". 6'2", Boogie Flan. Boogie Flan defends all of them. What do you mean? You think those guards are small? You're hilarious, dude. You're funny. You think guards all need to be 6'10"? You got a bunch of Kevin Durants running around. Let me know where you find those guys. Nah, I know you're playing, man. I know. My point is, Boogie Flan does defend all these guys without fouling. He only averages 1.8 fouls per game. He's a good defender. But if this shakes up the way it does, man, and you have these picks on the move, as we talked about, if the Heat can get anywhere in this draft, that'll be great. It could change the trajectory of your franchise if you add one of these quality guys alongside the core they already have. I don't think people understand how good Trey Johnson's going to be, what a tremendous worker he is. I was watching one of the games, and because I've already watched like five games of his, I turned the broadcast on now. And they said they have to hold Trey Johnson back because he works too hard and they don't want to burn himself out. Hey, Zachary, I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you for subscribing. Don't forget to drop by the chat and interact with these guys. They're a good group, man. Good group. They know ball. They have a good sense of humor. Most of them do. I got to fix my graphic. I don't know. Let me get that fixed up for you real quick. And that's the alert box. That's it. Let's just take the alert box and just slide it forward. There it goes. So now the people should be able to see Zachary subscribing. There it is. And somehow it showed up twice. We're just going to delete the second one. I don't know how it got duplicated. But I appreciate you, Zachary. Appreciate you. All right, let's talk about what this all, again, what it could mean with that shakeup, right? Who else did we discuss? We talked about the Oklahoma City Thunder, possibly the Brooklyn Nets. But mainly, it's the Milwaukee Bucks. For right now, that has been the main chatter that we've been hearing, right? And that Cleveland pick. like we said, that Cleveland pick at 30, if it ends up being the Cleveland pick, it's probably the worst pick we can get out of all those teams we talked about. And that's the one that would be coming from Phoenix. So if we get that Phoenix pick that belongs to Cleveland and we end up picking pick 30, I mean, the Heat wouldn't be interested in Jani Broome. At least I don't think so, unless you believe he could play on the perimeter and be a big wing at the next level. So that means under this mock draft on Tankathon, you're looking at somebody like Will Riley. Now, he can stretch the floor. He's super young. So he's a 6'8", like wing, big wing type. There's a lot of concerns I have about Will Riley, to be honest with you. But he has very, very high upside. And he's got size, and he's functional size and length, along with shooting. Carter Bryant's a name if you want to lean into the defense. Excellent defender as a freshman. Excellent. Deron Williams, I really don't think he's going to go this high. I mean, that would be, it'd be an interesting pick if he went that high. Drake Powell is very interesting. I'm very down on Drake Powell. Noah Penda's very interesting. I really want to watch more tape of him. But that just gives you an idea, a sense of where this could go, what it could mean for the 2025 NBA draft. If you have any questions or comments about any of this, leave me a comment on the video down below. Hey, what's up, E? Again, don't forget to like and subscribe. Before I get out of here, I'll take any fan questions or any questions that you have. Again, thank you, E. I appreciate you. What are your thoughts? The Phoenix Suns traded away their 2031 pick to acquire three more draft picks. Do you believe this signals a Jimmy Butler trade is imminent? And do you believe that Jimmy Butler would be a good fit in Phoenixy? Yeah, that, so E agrees, man. That's how they make room. You don't think he's a good fit? I don't either. I don't see it being a good fit either. I'm with you. Unless he's completely locked in and completely engaged, you know? He's got to be given like 110% playoff Jimmy style. Because they could end up missing the playoffs entirely in the West. Phoenix is in the 10th spot. They're in the play-in. But they could easily fall out of that. What do I think about Nikola Topic? I love Nikola Topic. In fact, let me see if I can pull up my notes from the draft.
You should beware.
Hold on a second. Would I rather take him than the pick? No, I'd rather have, if it, it depends on the pick. I'd rather have Topic than Cleveland's pick. How's that? All right, let me see if I have any notes on Topic. I don't have any notes on him, but I do remember when I broke him down. If the pick is Cleveland's pick, I'd much rather have Topic. Topic is a top 10 talent? What did he go, like top three or something like that? 2024 NBA draft picks. Topic went 12th. No, he went 12th. Topic was 12th overall. So if you can get a Topic, and he only fell to 12 because he got injured. Now, you're definitely close, but he only fell to 12 because he got injured. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. His ability to facilitate, his quickness off the dribble, his feel for the game, he was improving as a three-point shooter. Topic is an excellent prospect. His size was a little deceiving. I don't think he's as big as they claimed. Let me pull up the heights and weights from the combine. Let me see if his height and weights at the combine. Okay, so he didn't even make it to the combine, I don't think. Oh, he did. He did. He came in at 6'5". Yeah, he came in at 6'5", 203 pounds. Yeah, his wingspan was not great. His wingspan was not great. Let's see. His wingspan was his wingspan was 6'5" and a half. His height was 6'5" and 3/4". Now his hand size is more important to me. Let's see how he stacked up to Dillingham, because Dillingham's hands were tiny. His hands are about an inch bigger than Rob Dillingham's. That's a little bit of a concern for me. But he's a much sturdier prospect. You know, Dillingham's 164 pounds. Topic was 200 pounds. Hey, what's up, Crimson? I appreciate you. Thank you for stopping by. Now, like I said, if you could get Topic instead of that Cleveland pick, 100% I'm all for it. The way people talked about him being one of the elite passers, and what I saw on film from him being one of the elite facilitators and point guards in Europe, I don't think they're going to do that. I'm struggling today, y'all. I think I pulled a muscle in my side. That Nico. Yeah, it's a bunch of Nikos, man. A bunch of Nikos. Was it going up for a layup? Nah. Just being old. DNP, old. That's what Popovich used to do to Duncan. To Timmy Duncan, DNP, old. Any other questions for me before I get out of here, guys? If not, I'm signing off. I appreciate y'all. Don't forget to like and subscribe. This will go up on the 5RSN NBA feed, as well as the Hoops Profile podcast. It'll be a special edition, special episode. Oh, you're welcome, Donna Dan. Thank you again for all the support. Don't forget to like and subscribe. I'll see you guys next time.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.